Yud Yael, Siman Pei Beis Halacha Gimel, and we're going to the Tol Halacha Ches. We're getting into the big intricacies of domains, and especially when it comes to, you can find yourself all over the world, and I've had this many times, and then you're stuck. You need to be able to carry, or you'd like to carry over Shabbos, and you're in a hotel, you're in an island, you're all the different scenarios. So we're going to learn some of the basics and hopefully clarify a lot of, I would say, misconceptions and what really works. So let's first discuss the following. The Kitzur first starts with the idea that in order to transgress the on Shabbos, the malacha of Hoitzah, so if that means you need two things. You need a kira and hanacha. That means you're uprooting, you're picking up, and then hanacha means you're placing. If you're only doing one of the two, then you still might be doing a nisa d'rabbanan, but not a nisa d'oraisa. This would also be true if a person is carrying an Ushasara. I mean, the carrying has to be 4 amos, 6 feet, and you'd have an Akira and Anacha. Now, many times, just the fact that you're stopping, that could be already considered an Akira and Anacha, and the starting of walking is the Akira. In fact, Moshe Feinstein says a very interesting thing, that if you take, let's say, a yarmulke, and you're walking, and then you realize it's in your pocket, you have a yarmulke or hat in the pocket, and then you place it on you, that's considered a Anacha. That would be considered placing, and that could be a major problem. The best thing he says is if he knows you have something in your pocket, then you can't see walking in the Ocean Parkway, and it's Rosh Hashanah. And what you do is, or in a place where there's no air, if you knock out the yarmulke with your finger, because this way the hanacha was done in an unusual way, and then you can pick it up where you are and wear it. What an amazing Moshe Feinstein. In any case, another application here that the Kiss is discussing is sometimes a situation where you have no choice and you have a non-Jew that's caring for you. In fact, someone just recently asked me this question regarding his baby. He was living in a place in Muncie where there's no Eruv, Spring Valley, and he wanted to bring the baby with a non-Jew to the shul in order to do circumcision. So first of all, this is a big debate if that's the right thing to do. Really, the better thing to do is to do it at home. But if that's not possible, you could use a non-Jew. But here, as the Kitzur points out, the non-Jew is doing the Akira, bringing the baby, and now you receive the baby. So therefore, you're doing the anacha, that's a problem. But rather, the non-Jew should place the baby on the floor inside, let's say, the courtyard, and then, or the house, and then you take the baby. A lot of those that argue, and this Mishmuri discusses the idea that really once she stops, that already is considered a anacha. But therefore, the minute, based on everything we just discussed, is that you wait till she puts it down. Now, here we get a little bit more technical, and there's pictures, and the article also has a beautiful pictures. What's a classical situation is where you have a courtyard and you have basically three walls. A lot of times we have this also in front of the house. You could have three different walls, and then the awning area, meaning the front area, is totally open. And this is a major problem because in order for a chatzah courtyard or any type of structure, it has to be that the fourth wall can't be totally open. So here is the idea. If you have an opening, and you have left, let's say you have a little bit of a wall in this open wall, that's four tefachim, or you have a tefach on each side. So now basically a tefach on each side, so long as the opening is not bigger than 10 amos, which means not bigger than 15 feet, you're good to go. If it's bigger than 15 feet, that's where it gets complicated. So if you look at the picture basically is like a chaf, right? Or basically like a, because one wall and then two walls on each side. Now the opening, the front of the opening, just imagine in front of your house. So you have, let's say it's closed off on the house itself, plus you have on the both sides. And now you have an open area, the fourth wall. So how do you take care of it if it's more than 15 feet open? So the answer is, you have to do what's called a tzura sapesa. Tzura sapesa means you have a kana mikan, a pole here, and you have something going on top. Now, in truth, if you have the awning sticking out, which is what the kids is going to discuss, so then the awning itself serves as the ceiling. So you just need a mechitz on both sides. Technically speaking, if it doesn't reach the ceiling itself. There is a chazanish. I remember having this argument with a person. I was in actually Seychelles, and I was trying to create an eruv, and I was using the awning. And there's an argument amongst the rabbis, do you have to have the awning actually sloping down a little bit? Chazanish actually said yes, but most person hold. And if I'm not mistaken, Mishnah Berurah, as long as you have pole on each side, that creates a tzuras of Pesach. And it's a classical Erev. Most of our Erev is actually built in this concept of tzuras of Pesach. It's called Kanamikan. And as long as the pole is 10 tfachim high, so it could even be, by the way, off the ground 3 tfachim, but not meaning up to 3 tfachim, but it shouldn't be more than 3 tfachim. It should be within 3 tfachim of the floor. Yeah, because otherwise, with three tefachim already, it's a problem. And because you don't have any more the concept of love, it's not connected to the ground. And the idea is that the pole has to be at least 10 tefachim, so that's around like 31 inches, like we've been discussing. So if you have that, usually you're covering your bases. Now, where it gets much more complicated is where you don't have just one side open, you have two sides open. It's called the mafulash of two sides. Then you have to make sure that that more standing wall you have than open wall. And therefore, this is much more complicated, and you have to know exactly what you're doing. Now, another beautiful example that the Kitzur gives is where you have sometimes, like I was describing, using your front of a classical colonial house, and you basically have a ceiling that's sticking out, an awning that's sticking out. You have, the problem is that you don't, and you, even if you have these with supports on each side, so technically speaking, you have a you have a tzuas pesach, but you don't have anything on both on the right side and the left side. So the way to fix that is you put a kane, another pole next to the house on both sides, and this way now you created the tzuas pesach, which is basically the shape of an opening on both sides that qualifies and as an actual wall. And therefore, you are covered. You now have, you are able to carry in that area. There's another important thing that the kids warns us about, and that is sometimes in front of a house, if you're not sure, the halachas can be very complicated. Meaning to say, and these examples I've been asked actually in front of, let's say in Brooklyn, in Ocean Parkway, we're basically walking up the steps. And the question is that area of the steps, if it's not, there's no guard, there's no wall that's surrounding the entire threshold. So it could be a question, depending on the height, if it's considered a karmelis, if it's considered part of the Rishus HaRabim, probably not part of Rishus HaRabim, is it considered Rishus HaYachid, because it has those dimensions. And that's what the Kitzur discusses, to be careful and make sure you know what you're doing, especially if you're going to take a key, and you're going to have a key in the put in the door. So even if the guy, let's say you have an Andrew to open the door, but if you're going to, what's going to happen is, if the non-Jew is going to open the door, put a key in for you, and you're going to open the door, what's going to happen is, technically speaking, you just put in the key into the house, because depending on how the door opens and exactly what the dimensions are right outside your door. So therefore, the best thing is that the non-Jew should be the one that's opening the door, taking out the key from the door, and this way you cover all your bases. Have a beautiful day.